Why doesn't my website show up on Google? What do I do? Well, let me give you a little background real quick. First of all, this question came from a gal who just launched her website, like brand new, and then she was looking for it to appear on Google. She's like, it's not there yet. It's not there yet. What do I do? Well, the first thing is you have to be a little patient because Google looks at every website across the entire planet and memorizes all of them and then decides with its ranking features how to rank each one of those websites. There's hundreds of criteria in that formula, and we don't really know what that exact formula is. We know what some of the things are. We know we have great ideas of do these things and you'll get a better ranking than not, but we don't know the exact formula. But we can give you some general ideas and some general tips. On today's show, I'm going to tell you some very specific things that you can do to make sure that your website and your business is registered with Google, which gives you an additional chance to get listed on Google. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So do keep in mind when you have a brand new website, it does take a little bit of time to get it to move up into that ranking. And yet there are some things we can do to help. So the first question I have, when she asks me, why doesn't my website show up on Google? My question right back to her is, for what? For what search terms exactly? For your business name specifically? Or are you looking for some general keywords? Because my answer is going to be different and your results are going to be different. For example, are you looking for, I'm just going to use my own name as an example. Are you looking for Gilbert Studios website design? If you type in Gilbert Studios or you type in Gilbert Studios website design, I better be one of the very top search results. I hope number one, but I better at least be in the top three of those search results if you're looking specifically for me, Gilbert Studios. Now, if you search just my keywords, website design, that's a huge like planet of search results, right? I bet if you search website design, I will not show up in the top 10. I might not even be on the first three pages unless you give Google some more criteria. If you say website design San Diego or San Diego website design, that made your search smaller. If you can imagine this one's website design, I don't know if I'll ever be found for that. If you do San Diego website design, now your search is only this big. I might have a better chance of showing up in there. I might be in the top 10 of that one. I certainly am going to be on the first three pages. And then if you search La Mesa website design or web design in La Mesa, I will definitely be on that search result because now you're looking for a criteria that's only this big and I better show up in that search result query. So do you see the difference between your business name versus your keywords? And even when you're searching keywords, there's a very broad search term and then more narrow and then more narrow. So those are all things to consider. Today, though, we are just talking about the business name piece. I'm looking for my website by my own name, my own business name. It should pop up because I'm looking for it by name, not just by keyword. That takes more work. That takes more energy. That takes more money and investment. But for my name, certainly I should be showing up for that, right? Absolutely. Here's a couple things that you want to do right off the bat to make sure that that happens as quickly as possible. Number one, Google's Search Console. This used to be called the Google Webmaster Tool, and they don't call it that anymore. They now call it the Search Console. So if you go to Google and type in Search Console, Google will bring you right here to this page and invite you to open up an account with your Google Search Console. Now you can log right into this with your Gmail address, your Google account if you already have one. If you do not have a Gmail account or a Google account, you can create one totally for free so that you can use this tool. When you do this, when you use this tool, and it's going to ask you for your website, and it's going to ask you to verify that you do own that website, and there's a couple different ways that it's going to have you do that. Once you've done all those steps, you will then have a console. This is what it looks like right now on mine, gilbertstudios.com. It's just showing you the clicks. It tells you if you have any errors on your pages. This is telling me I have 54 valid pages and there are no errors on them right now. And this is telling me I'm getting certain number of clicks per day, per whatever, whatever. This is just one of the tools that we use, but this is what I'm going to call step one, because this says to Google, hey, Google, I have a website and you should list it and you should know about it. So this is the first thing that you do. It's the Search Console, Google Search Console. Register your website there. That's step one. That tells Google you exist as a website. And there they will then come and index your site, and they will then index, by the way, is the magic word when the Google spider, that's what they call it, when the Google spider, which is the robot, comes to your website, it crawls through every page, it memorizes every word on every page. That's known as indexing your page. Once your website has been indexed, you can now appear in the Google search results. Will you? I don't know. Where will you appear? I don't know. But this is what now actually gives you the chance to appear. Let Google know you exist. That's the first step. So this is going to be basically how you register your website, your new website, with Google. You can do this with an old website. Make sure your website is registered in Google Search Console. I do this for all my clients. If you're one of my clients, I've already done this for you. Step number two, Google My Business. So the first thing was specifically related to your website. This one is related to your whole business. This is the way that you get your business on the map, so to speak, and literally and figuratively. Google My Business is the place that you will go to create a business listing, a directory listing for your business on Google. You can think of this as Google's Yellow Pages. It's part of their Google Maps. This has been called so many things over the last 10 years. It used to be called Google Maps, Google Locations, Google Places, and these things kind of change over time. Today it's called Google My Business. So again, another thing that you can do to register yourself with Google as a legitimate business so that you have even one more factor of being found for the name of your business, Google My Business. This is the place to create that listing. Once you've done that, here's what mine looks like. You'll, inside the dashboard, you know, you have to, again, there's another process. You have to verify it. Often they're going to mail you a postcard to make sure that that actually exists at your address. And then they send you a number and then you put it in. There's a little bit of a process to verify yourself. But this is going to create that listing for you in two places. Number one, on Google Maps. That's your official directory listing for your business. Even if you don't have a physical location for your business, you can still register yourself with Google and then choose to hide your address. That's okay. You can create a service area. Maybe you serve San Diego, or you serve La Mesa, or you serve, you know, whatever. You can create that inside of this listing, what you serve, where you serve. What was I going to say? This puts you on the map. That's the first thing. But what's the other thing I was going to say? Ah, yes. The knowledge card. Have you ever done a search on Google and over here in the normal area, it shows, there's a couple things that's going to show you, right? Let me give you the quick tour. Do a search for anything on Google. Let me pull it over here. Do a search for anything on Google and you're going to find the search results always look a couple ways. On the left side of the screen, it shows you the results, and it shows you right at the top advertising, number one. It shows you map listings, number two, and then it shows you the organic listings. Now, it's our number one goal to get you to show up in the organic listings area. That's what we really want to have happen. That's the best thing possible. Then in the other column, the right-hand column, if there's no real hits on this, that'll be blank. But if you do a search for your business, do this as an experiment. Search for Gilbert Studios website design, because what should happen is my knowledge card should pop up in that right-hand column. And that basically is the same listing that I was just showing you right here. This listing right here pops up in that right-hand column, and it's Google saying to you, hey, are you looking for Gilbert Studios website design? Because that's a business we know about. Here's their information. Here's their photos, address, on the map, website, phone number, photos, and on and on and on. And all of that comes from this page right here. So you want to create your Google My Business. It puts you on the map, but it also shows your knowledge card when all the things line up. When someone puts in their search terms, I'm in my mind, I'm picturing it like that jet, like you're pulling the lever on the, what's the machine called in the casino where you put the coin in and you pull the lever? A slot machine. It's like you're pulling the lever on the slot machine and it goes ding, 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 and the wheels line up and the ding, 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 ding. So when you're doing your search terms and you're pulling that lever and the things are spinning, when they all line up, boom, and you hit the jackpot, that's when it shows this knowledge card. Man, my metaphors are all over the place today, but hopefully you're following me. Hopefully you're following me in the jungle today. Well, let me know if you have any questions on that. All right. So step one is we went to the search console to register your website. Then we went to Google My Business to register your business, which guess what? Also has a link back to your website. And you better believe Google will know that and recognize that. The more better links you can get to your website. What I mean is you don't want to just get any old links to your website. You want to have good links to your website. You want to have links to your website from reputable other websites. So having a link to your website from Google's map listing themselves, that's a good one. So Search Console and then Google My Business. Are you following? And then the third step after that is what comes after that? Well, the next thing that you want to do is build content. You want to build up your content on your website. And this is going to be the thing you do over time. So those first two steps, you're going to do those immediately after launching your website. Right away in the first 5 minutes, do both of those things. And then this is the thing that you're going to want to do over the next couple weeks to months to years of your business. Adding content, building content onto your website. And I'm showing you this slide right here because I want to reference this episode of the show, episode 13. I did a great show on, we call it Lost in the SEO Jungle. Episode 13, Lost in the SEO Jungle. I'm going to have a link right to that in the show notes. So you can click right on that, or you can just go to the website and find your way over to episode 13. In episode 13, Lost in the SEO Jungle, I talk about how search engine optimization is the process of making your website more appealing to the search engines so that they list you and rank you higher in the search engines results. And one of the ways that we do that is by building content on your website. And I know a lot of people are like, man, I don't have a time to do more stuff. I don't have time to do anything else. I don't have time to do all these other 100 things, CJ, and blogging and social media and email campaigns. And I'm already so tired and I'm already so busy in my business. I get that. But what if instead of giving you 100 more things to do, what if we could just look at what you're already doing now and turn it into 100 things that we could do for your business? We could turn it into blogs. We could turn it into email posts. We could turn it into social media posts. What are you already doing that we could then turn into all these other pieces and resources for you? That's what I talk about in this episode right here, episode 13. I talk about how to take an hour or maybe 2 hours, take a Saturday, and with this strategy, with what I say in this video, you can create 4 blog posts, 4 email blasts, and 8 social media posts. You can essentially plot out an entire month of blogs, emails, and social media in one day, in one sit down, on one Saturday. And I tell you exactly how to do that in episode 13. Check that out. Let me know what questions you have. Let me know what questions you have about that. Let me know what questions you have about any of those 3 steps. And let me know if you have any questions about anything else in your web jungle. All the links and details are over at askawebgeek.com. That's where you can find all the shows. You can find the links to the Facebook, to the Twitter, to the YouTube, to the podcast, to all the places there on askawebgeek.com. thank you so much for your time and attention this morning. I hope you have an amazing, amazing week. I'm going to throw on the Web Safari hat one more time so I can officially let you know that I'm so pleased that you're with me today. And I understand. I understand what it's like. You may think that the web geek wouldn't understand. Well, this web geek does. I totally understand what it's like to be lost in the jungle, to feel like you're not getting where you want to go, to feel like you've sunk your time, your energy, your money, your resources into your websites, into your social media, into these other pieces, and you just feel like it's not paying off, and you're frustrated, and you feel anxiety, and you're just not getting what you want out of it. Well, man, I understand, because the internet is a jungle. It's so easy to get lost and to find yourself going down the wrong path or find yourself stuck in the quicksand or a hidden trap you didn't even see coming. I advise you to join up with a tribe of people. This community is available for you. Hire a well-trained guide like myself that can lead you through the jungle and get you where you want to go. My name is CJ Gilbert. You've been joining us for Ask a Web Geek. Let me know how I can support you this week. Drop me a comment. Let me know if you have a question. Come right to our Facebook page. Make a Facebook group. Make a brand new post and ask me your question, and we'll talk about it next week. My name is CJ Gilbert, and on behalf of Ask a Web Geek and Gilbert Studios, I want you to have a wonderful week. Have a happy Wednesday. Have a wonderful website Wednesday. A great week, and we'll see you next week in the web jungle. Bye-bye for now. God bless. The internet's a jungle. Roar!